Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first Dice Check podcast. I didn't put our names on here. Ah, fuck it, we'll fix it in post.
I'm Matt. The guy talking is Matt. Mackie, and then that's just John P.
Yeah.
Actually, that's Bricky.
The thing about tabletop stuff is that there's so much news that happens all the time with tabletop stuff. Like, not just... also, we're on a level one hype train.
Let's go.
Yay. Clap, guys.
I was raising my hands.
Yeah. Golf clap.
But yeah, there's like a bunch of stuff that happens all the time. There's a bunch of news, a bunch of different board games that come out, a bunch of different, you know, miniature games that come out. Things like, you know, the Street Fighter board game from Angry Joe Show came out. That one's really good. What else? Just like talking about other tabletop stuff like Gaslands, talking about like even like Crisis Protocol, talking about different magic sets that are popping off.
Universe.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. A new Villainous came out like not too long ago, a new Villainous expansion and shit. So there's a bunch of stuff. And so that's why we're doing the podcast, to kind of like, you know, catch up with everybody, tell you guys like what's going on, not only in the miniature and board game tabletop community, but also just like what we are doing. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, boy.
So I think that nothing. So today's topic that we're talking about is going to be talking about content creation and tabletop. There's a bunch of stuff that we can unpack with that. But before we do that, we're going to go over some of our whips. We're going to do some news, do a beer recommendation. You know, we've got some board game recommendations. And also, if you guys, we're going to be doing a Q&A at the very end of this podcast. So if you guys want to join that Q&A, you guys want us to answer your stuff, we'll answer some stuff from chat. But we are going to answer everything on Twitter. So if you guys tweet out with the hashtag Dice Check Podcast, that's DICECHECK. PODCAST, and put a hashtag in front of it, boom, we'll answer them. And Demeki's going to be in charge of that. So one of you guys fucking do that. One of you guys at least do that. So then that way Demeki can read at least one thing.
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah, you can ask us anything you want. Life advice.
Yeah.
How to pee and poo.
You can ask us who manages each social media account.
Yeah. All that stuff. But first, let's go over some of these whips that we have. Let's go. Who wants to go first?
I'll
let John P. go first because his looks so pretty.
Yeah. I have three of them, actually. Four of them.
Ooh.
So there's one that I just finished the other day. Yeah. I'm sure if you're active in Discord, you've seen, but it's, I'm sorry if the lighting is awful, but Primaris Librarian, I kitbashed him just a little bit, added a little pelt over on this side, and then added a pelt cape in the back.
Yeah.
Just add a little flavor, you know, double cape.
Double
cape
on a Tuesday.
Why not? Make him look a little bit, hell yeah, make him look a little more Space Wolfy, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah, honestly, this has become one of my favorite models. I just want to look at him all day. So pretty. Epic. He's force choking you.
That was kit bash with what unit? Because that pelt isn't from the kit.
It was something I took from a different model.
Oh, okay. What'd you take it from?
Some extra bits I had lying down. It was the Terminator model. Or the Wolfguard Terminator pack.
Okay. So that's a good whip. What you've been working on? I know that Demeki's been working on a bunch of Tau stuff.
Yeah. So obviously this is what I got done yesterday, the Ghost Keel. And I had let me see if I can get mine to focus. There we go. I had a happy accident yesterday when I was dry brushing him. Because normally I just dry brush the blacks with the Necron compound. But it kind of like hit that corner like that.
Did you do that emblem for Tau by yourself? Like, is that freehanded? Yeah.
No, it's not. It's white with a with pin wash.
There's a divot for it.
White with it's white with the panel accent color
from
from Tamiya.
Yeah,
highly recommend this. Anybody's working on any type of mech, Gundam, tank, vehicle, whatever. you want to do your panel lines and you just don't want to smear freaking shade all over your model, just buy this and put this in your panel lines and then do all your weathering and stuff. But yeah, I worked on this guy. I lost his arm. John P thinks that the arm is at the office. I hope it is, because I didn't see it in my truck. It's definitely not in my office. I did some rearranging yesterday, just to get a better idea of what I have, for my pile of shame, which you can see some of it behind me. That whole shelf right above my head is all towel except for my greater unclean one.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on towel.
Dude, show the devil fish.
They're downstairs. They're downstairs in the carrying case with Morty.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing Morty back to the office.
And what do you have, John P?
Let's go. This is for the other army. Tech Priest Manipulus incoming. He's only primed right now, but as you can see, ready and raring to go. I'm very excited to work on this guy.
Is that
so this is probably going to be what
I'm
working
on.
That's the HQ. Tech Priest Manipulus. Manipulus? Okay. I don't know how to say it.
All right. There's so much cool stuff about AdMech that we want to talk about, but we can't yet because it's going to be in a future video. Also, we finished level 1 hype train. Thank you guys so much.
Let's go.
Freaking go.
Yeah. Demeki, what you got?
So here is the first devilfish I did. I did not use Pim Wash at that time, so it looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to strip it and start over. But
simple green.
I mean, essentially the rest of my devilfish look like this. They just look better.
Yeah.
Not like ass. So
dude, what's the model that you painted that for a towel that you've rush painted in like a day that you hate? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, hold on.
Do you have it? Do you have it?
It was the one that blew up on him, right?
And this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like you can't put a gray model on the table. And I was like, fine. So I went in the back, grabbed the airbrush, did a quick pass of red, and then I just fucking smacked it with white. And I was like, all right. And then there's black, so I got three colors. Yay. There it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But hey, you know what? You know what? I say that as I bring a fucking unpainted Lictor onto the stream. So, yeah. You know. what's it called? But you're playing Tau this weekend, right?
Yes.
So that's why you're painting a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I have two more ghost kills on my paint desk over here. They're in bits. I'm sectioning those because I've gotten better since I painted most of my other Tau models. I got two of those to do, four Tetras, and then maybe the 107 tomorrow. Because I'm planning on doing all that tonight, and then maybe the 107 tomorrow. But if I don't get to the 107, I'm just going to use a Riptide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone in chat said they want to see a Storm Surge sometime.
Oh, that's at the office. That actually is a mess right now too. I need to fix him.
Yeah.
Well like one of his good. Guns. Yeah, one of his guns snapping off, nice. And then the original. There's a story to why he looks the way he looks, and actually some of my Fire Warriors look this way. So he has, if you look at my Storm Surge, he has the red with the fang. Because when I first looked at Farsight, and I was like, dude, I'm going to do Farsight Enclaves, I went to the GW website. You know how every model has, like, these are the colors you need to paint this model?
Yeah.
Well, they never say what the gray or the white is. So I was like, oh, well, maybe it's the fang. So I use the fang or the gray or white, depending upon how you do your Farsight. Is so that's why my Storm Surge looks like that.
I like it.
I don't have any.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Okay, because I only say this because someone's asking for some kitbashing ideas. I'm actually kitbashing a Wolfguard guy right now with an AOS model. I forget which AOS model it is exactly. It's one of the Stormcast Eternals. I pretty much took the body and then...
Can you bring it down a little bit?
Yeah. How's that? Okay, I took the body and I chopped off his arm, added a storm shield, added a thunder hammer, and put a wolf head on him. I'm going to be adding a jump pack on him. He's going to be a wolf guard. But yeah, this is some kit bashing I'm working on right now.
Hell yeah.
From ALS. Yeah.
Let's see, for me, a lot of the stuff that I have on whips are, it was like the terrain stuff because I just finished them. That's over at the office. But I do have some models I'm working on. As you can see, if you look at my back, you can see like all of my fucking demons that are over there. Those are all empty boxes. They're all just like extra sprues and shit because I built everything already. So things that I have that I've been working on, this is one of my fiends that I've been working on. I haven't like painted any of them since like the last time that I posted in the Discord chat of what I was painting. But you know, it's just like just this guy. The other stuff that I have, let's see. My demons. This is a demon that I got off of Troll Trader. Looks sick. It's like I have to simple green it, but it looks pretty cool. You can definitely see some wash lines on it though. So I'm not like a huge fan of it. But still looks pretty cool. I'm thinking about putting like masking tape on their nipples. So it's like like pasties. I really like that idea. So I think I'm gonna do that. And then, like, I just have, like, a bunch of stuff here, like, my keepers. I already have them all built. I didn't section them off because I didn't think that I had to. I probably will regret that eventually, but, you know, I can always snip stuff and then put it back. But this is, like, one of the keepers. I have four keepers, or I have three keepers built with Shalaxy. So I have that. They're all inside this box. None of them are primed. They're all just built so I can play them and all sticky tacked onto their bases so that I could, like, test them out more IRL. But I haven't even begun to paint those yet. And then, the contorted epitome. Boo-doo-doo. And then I think there's a demonette stuck in here. There's a contorted epitome that I haven't done painted or haven't started painting. Oh, and then there's like some unprimed, like, there's like some basic ones for like my fiends and shit that are right here. This one I also got from Troll Trader and I really like the base that they have. The, aquarium like looking plants. So I have to go to a pet store and pick those up. So then that way I can base it that way. And yeah, that's what I've been working on.
Nice. Just,
yeah. So nice. Those are our whips. Do you guys have any other things that you want to share for whips?
I mean, all the rest of my whips are like right above my head, but like, we can see them in the next. We can talk about more whips. Oh yeah,
mushrooms whips. I'm working on.
Yeah, the mushroom. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, Matt, you haven't seen these yet. So like, these are the mushroom trees.
For dents. For terrain. Oh dude, those are sick. Those are huge.
And then the cluster. They have clusters too. So this is.
Oh,
awesome,
that's
cluster.
So cool. Hell so, yeah. What are you gonna paint it?
Then, I'm gonna do Super Mario. I'm thinking, right? You know.
Are you gonna do it like red? like a bluish whitish stem?
Yeah. Either that or like the tannish stem, like the tannish stem with the red top.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then do maybe one as the one up. That'd be cool, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd be down for that. Okay, cool. So those are all of our whips. Let's start breaking into some news in the tabletop community. Bop, 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 bop. We need to have like music when we transition to different topics.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's all we have right now.
Yeah. It's all just the NFL theme, just like on loop.
All right, let's go. On to tabletop talk.
So talking about the news that we have right now, if you guys haven't heard about what happened, I think it was like last week, the TJ Lanigan scandal that happened.
Let's just beat that horse. We're gonna beat
that dead horse just a little bit. We're only gonna touch on it a little bit because everybody has talked about their opinions on it, but you know, the last time that we streamed, people were asking about it, so we might as well touch on it a little bit here of talking about what happened with TJ Lanigan. If you guys don't know what happened with TJ, is that he was streaming he was at a GT, and the GT game that he was playing in for Warhammer 40K, it was being streamed to an audience, and people started catching him flubbing his dice. Like, he would roll a 3 and then he would say that it was like a 4, or say plague weapon and then re-roll a 3, which obviously that's not how plague weapons work. So, you know, just lots of flubbed dice, rolling off camera. So it was like a little bit iffy to see if he was rolling correctly or not. And he's a pro player. He was a pro player that was on, Art of War. Probably he was like number one on, no, he was in like top five of ITC. Really, really great player.
He's like really looked at as like the best Chaos player too, which sucks.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah. Whenever you see a Chaos list, it's probably TJ's list.
Yeah. I mean, it's so unfortunate. I mean, there's been a couple of spicy memes that have come out of it. I mean, I always like when there's some type of controversy in any community, because then the memes come, right?
Yeah.
And Tactical Tortoises that John P posted the other night, that one was pretty good. That one was pretty fun.
Oh, talking about Chaos, like how to play Chaos.
Yeah. And how to play Death Guard. Like,
yeah.
How to play Death Guard. Just cheat.
Yeah. So it was definitely a bad take. It's also really bad for the tournament scene, because it makes the tournament scene seem more unprofessional.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a pro player.
It seems rigged.
However, the way that they handled it, I think, was really good. Like I think it was Curse City that was hosting the event. The way that they handled it after they found out, like, oh, our audience saw this. And they gave him a 30-day ban. I think it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Because, like, I know some people were like, oh, it should be longer. But, like I said before on Saturday, like, I think it was appropriate because the damage has been dealt to his reputation.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
His reputation's stained. Mm-hmm. He's already lost sponsors. Forever. He's already been removed from Art of War. Like, so, like, the damage has been dealt permanently. So like a 30-day suspension just for playing the game, I think is fine.
Yeah.
Wyatt also, you know, told us a story about a similar situation where a guy.
And this is Wyatt from Spiky Bits.
Yeah, from Jack of Clubs painting, The Long War and Spiky Bits. Wyatt was talking about a guy that, like, in his tournament scene, got banned, came back, cheated again, got banned for a year, cheated again, and then got perma banned. So
yeah,
I like the three strike system. I think people deserve, you know, a second or third chance, just for the benefit of the doubt.
And also it's good because when somebody has another chance, like, you have a chance for reformation, right? So being able to reform yourself and be able to change yourself as a person, you know, it is a little bit preachy, but, like, you're not the same person that you were yesterday. So being able to have a chance to change and show that you can change is a huge character arc, right? Like Zuko. Zuko from Avatar, you know?
One of exactly everybody's, what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, like, give somebody a chance to reform. Give them a chance. See if they do it. If they can't do it, you know, the three-strike system is there. So, you know.
Or the guy from Naruto that's from, like, the sand area. That guy.
Oh, Gurren Lagann.
Naruto? Gurren Lagann. Yeah, that dude. Yeah.
Gefilte fish.
Or Darth Vader. You know, yeah. Or Darth Vader. Like, just ignore how many people he fucking killed in the Younglings, you know?
There's so many Younglings memes. It's awful.
Dude, I love prequel memes. Like, it's always, like, about Padme being a pedophile and then getting turned on by him killing children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many of those. Or hello there.
Yeah. Oh, hello there, General Kenobi.
So I think that in order to just get done with this horse, you know, I think that the punishment that he had was good. I think that we're all in agreement there. And that, you know, as time goes on, the more that tournaments do these things to, like, these pro players and to every player, makes it better, makes the tournament better. Other news that we have, new Slaanesh models. I'm pretty excited about them. They look sick. Have you guys seen them?
Yeah, man. Just when you don't think you have enough titty in your life, you can get more Slaanesh.
You can get more titty. I don't even know if I'm gonna buy them. I think I am gonna buy them just for the sake of having them. I'm gonna play it on stream real quick. The trailer for it. So just give us 1 second. And we will play
Un momento.
Un momento. Ba, 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 ba.
Might add something to the list real quick.
Such exquisite symphonies.
Bliss indeed. And we have barely begun.
I like the one with the separate wings better.
And that was cool. Oh shit. They can see our screen. Boom.
Type P in your search bar.
Yeah. also saw the raid from Spiky Bits. Thank you guys.
Yeah, let's go. Rob, Mike.
Yo, what's up?
Kenny, Wyatt.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Let's go, boys.
We are those models came out. Pretty cool. I'm definitely gonna buy one just because I think that they look sick. They might also be cool like proxies for Keeper of Secrets. Obviously if I'm not gonna do like a creature cast variant of any of them, but yeah, they look sick. What do you guys think?
Yeah, they look I like them. They look good. I haven't looked at the stats or anything yet though.
Yeah, well
I've only looked at the model.
We don't know if they're gonna be in 40k or not.
It's one of those situations like with Bellacor. Well, yeah. We know Bellacor is going to be in 40k, but Bellacor doesn't have his stat sheets yet.
Yeah, for it yet. Speaking of Bellacor,
yes,
who what chat raise your hand if you guys pre-ordered Bellacor. Actually, just type GW took my money if if you bought Bellacor.
Here, I'll raise my hand and put GW took my money.
Yeah. So we got one person that's bought it. Okay, we got two people. my LGS has one already available. Oh shit, let's go.
Oh wow.
Yeah, some people have already got theirs. Like mine hasn't even shipped yet, but some people have already got theirs apparently.
Yeah. The new Bellacor model looks absolutely amazing. I love the way that looks. If no one has seen it yet, I'll show it in chat while we talk about it for a little bit. You guys can talk about Bellacor.
So his stats for Age of Sigmar are insane.
Same with his Warhammer ones. He's like a -1 to wound. Just in everything.
Yeah.
I forget what else he has, but like -1 to wound. I think he's like T8, which means like
he's gonna be hard to
kill. He's either
T7
or T8, but which means Melta is like either wound him on 4s or 5s, which is disgusting.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and he just looks cool.
Try to kill this guy.
Yeah, he looks
super cool.
Fucking
he's huge,
Demon
too.
Demon Prince of all Demon Princes.
I would be so afraid to paint this fucker, though.
I'm not scared. I did Morty. I'm now comfortable. Bring it. I will do him, too. I will bend him over my table and have my way with him.
God, this model is beautiful. Jesus.
Oh yeah,
Mike's
about to wet blend that sword. Let's go.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
It does say Age of Sigmar and Warhammer 40K.
I've had a great teacher teach me and help me work on my painting.
Yeah,
and that
is
Jack of Clubs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack of Clubs painting, aka Wyatt, and he's in chat. So if anyone's looking to get better at their paint game, just hit up Jack of Clubs. And Wyatt will help you out and straighten you out. Same thing with Kenny.
With Kenny.
Too. Kenny,
yep.
Yeah. Kenny at Next Level Painting. He also does classes and whatnot. Both of them are excellent painters and both are great teachers. Mm-hmm. And they will help you out.
Yep. And then also, let's talk about Bones leaving. What's it called? Fucking Tabletop Titans. Or
yeah.
Yes. No, Tabletop Tactics.
Tactics,
my bad. Yeah.
So, I woke up and saw that video. I was like, no way. This is a joke. And then I watched the video. I was like, oh shit, he's actually leaving.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, apparently, I guess the big thing.
Yeah, great.
The big thing with him is that he just, I don't know, he's just looking for something new. You know, he didn't he didn't see himself like being a guy that plays tabletop games for fun, for the rest of his life, you know. So props to him
very entertaining. He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
He has a very charismatic personality. He's super entertaining. So I'm hoping whatever he does next, is still in the entertainment industry, whether it not be with doing Warhammer anymore, but at least in the entertainment industry.
He was an amateur actor. Or was that Beard?
Maybe.
I know one of them was. One of them was an actor, so it was either Beard or Bones. So hopefully
Bones is British. Like he could be a perfect Bond villain or any villain in an American movie.
I would love to see Bones as a Bond villain. Hello, Mr. Bond. I'm going to suck your dick, Mr. Bond.
I feel like he'd be like
Mr. Bond, you will now become one with the plants.
Yeah. Mr. Bond, I see that you have double medallions.
He's Australian, not British.
Oh, he's Australian. Okay.
He's Australian.
Someone in his chat said that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because
I mean, we love Bones.
Yeah, dude. He's great. Tactics is amazing. I'm pretty sure that. So Lawrence and Bones, I think that they met at in a theater or something like that. It's sad seeing them leave because they're bros. They're bros.
Yeah. But I'm excited for them, and I wish them the best. I know those guys over there are gonna miss them. But I mean, they also said like they've got so much content that they're planning on filming that we'll probably see Bones up until August.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to miss him playing Tao. I did love watching him play Tao.
Same. I'm just going to miss him just like every once in a while when they do a cut and it goes on Bones. He just like spazzes out for a second before it cuts. Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite parts. Like it'll just like the camera will just be on Bones and he won't be doing anything. And then all of a sudden it'll just be like. Next up. Dude, delays to the AdMech Codex. Another delay that we're seeing from GW. The fuck, dude? What's going on here? First Jakari, now AdMech?
I'm thinking it has to do still. I still think it has to do with what happened back in December, and then on top of that, the canal shit. Because the thing is now like I guess maybe they were back to a point internationally where they could start releasing models and new product every month or at least on a weekly basis for a pre-order and then a release. Mm-hmm. And then now they've gotten thrown off again scheduling wise because of the shenanigans with the canal. So maybe they're holding for a month in order to catch back up with the rest of the world. Because they could be looking at it like, all right, well, Europe and America's fine. They got plenty of product, which I know is not the case. Because, you try to order anything right now, it's already out of stock. But, this is just my idea of what's happening. Maybe they're just looking at logistics right now, seeing what they do and don't have, and then just waiting for it to kind of, stockpile before they just open it back up again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely blanked during that whole conversation. Let's go into the beer recommendation. What are we drinking today, Jumpy?
Wait. I added a topic. I wanted to talk about the Rumor Engine real quick.
So what beer are we drinking, John P?
Damn it.
Hey, my good sirs. Let me turn on my lights. It's like a little less dramatic.
But the Rumor Engine, go ahead. Do the Rumor Engine real quick. You got all 5 seconds. All right.
So there was a new Rumor Engine that was a picture, and it looks like it could be Eldar or Tau.
1-0. Nice. Beer recommendation. Right. Here we go.
So today I am drinking, it's a very long name. It's called the Double Strawberry Terminal Delight by Junkyard Brewing. It's a sour with some hints of vanilla. It's not quite the punch in terms of sourness. It's not quite a huge pucker, but sour. it's also it's quite strong for a sour. It's 9.6%. Which is usually a lot higher than most sours. I think they're usually around 6-7%. I really like it. It's a punch of flavor with just a hint of vanilla to balance it out.
That sounds delicious.
I could post the name of it in chat if y'all are interested. This can I have is a pint. As you can see, it's massive.
That is huge.
Don't want to shove this thing up your butt.
Yeah. But you can deep throat it.
Yeah.
Between Ballast Points sour and that one, which one's more sour?
I do
This one is definitely more sour.
Okay.
Drinkability, I wouldn't be able to just like down this though. I think Ballast Points is a lot easier to digest, but this one's like a kickback, chill, rest of your night kind of thing. This is probably gonna be all you drink.
So I would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting lit, boys. All right. I have the day off tomorrow. So my Friday, so let's go.
Yeah, dude, you have this entire weekend to yourself, bro. Do whatever you want. After this stream, I'm gonna go fucking watch the Demon Slayer movie.
After this stream, I'm gonna paint.
All right, let's go. Now, I think that now is a good time to go into our main topic, which is talking about content creation in the tabletop sphere. Now, this isn't like anything that talks about things like hobbying or anything like that, but this is like more of like behind the scenes of people that want to start making tabletop content and things like that. So that's what we're going to be talking about is that shit and how it's really hard to break into the scene of tabletop content. As big as the tabletop content sphere is as of right now, obviously Magic is fucking huge. Look at Command Zone. But Magic is ginormous. There's so much players that play Magic, so many players that play Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and then you have also Mini Wargaming, which is also huge as well. You have a bunch of games. Crisis Protocol, 40k is like the biggest one. You got Age of Sigmar, you have your Lord of the Rings, you have Star Wars Legion, X-Wing. There's so much stuff, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And a lot of people, when they see these kind of things, they want to start like making content when it comes to tabletop stuff. So what we want to talk about is like kind of the stuff that we have found, things that we have problems with, how we kind of go through our motions of trying to figure out how to do those types of projects and things like that. It's very hard. And that's the podcast.
Yep.
That's it.
We're done.
That's it. No.
All right. Wrapped up. Credits. His baby say thank you. Then let's go.
Yeah.
If one of these days, if we ever do like a little tour of the studio, you'll see all the equipment we have, and just to get everything to look decent.
The first thing that we did was besides buying the models, which that was its own video, was the equipment. Like, and we went through a lot of equipment. Like, it wasn't just like we bought one piece of equipment to solve a solution and it was permanently done. No, we bought a piece of equipment. It worked fine for what we needed it to do for a while. And then we started running into issues. So we bought another piece of equipment. It's been nonstop of like experimentation and trying to find aesthetically pleasing things as well. And like finding time to like paint the models and get the office painted. Like there's been a lot.
Yeah. It's like the biggest thing is like finding time to like paint, record, and stream. Because like unlike card games like Magic the Gathering or like Yu-Gi-Oh or even like video games or something where the content that you make is very instant. It's very with Magic, you open up a pack, you open up a deck, you can build a deck, you can make a video, and that's it. When it comes to like tabletop war games, you have to like paint the models. There's hobby lag. Everybody knows that there's hobby lag. Chat, I'm pretty sure that you guys know there's hobby lag. I know that one of you fuckers have an unpainted model that you guys bring every once in a while to Garage Hammer.
Hobby lag. Look behind me.
Yeah.
Hobby lag.
hobby lag.
Oh man, do you guys remember when we used to not have terrain?
Yeah, dude. Oh my
remember
god.
Remember what we used to play with?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, board games that we played on streaming.
Yeah. when it comes to Warhammer and like mini wargaming, there's a huge difference between that type of tabletop content and other types of tabletop content. You know, you have to paint the models and you have to paint them relatively well. Not only relatively well, but also relatively fast. And
yeah. five-inch rule, right? It needs to look good exactly. 5 inches away from the camera.
Yeah, except when we do fucking infinite blacks, and then you see that it's
just every fall.
Then your pants!
Yeah.
Your
pants!
Yeah, and then you get caught up by, like, everyone, their moms in chat.
Yeah, yeah. Every time that you have a model that's not good, everyone's just like, ah, that's awful. Terrible. Yeah,
I forget the rest of the army that you painted beautifully. It's just that one.
Yeah,
that was all
yeah.
It was like your first model you ever painted.
Exactly. Like, if you're doing garage hammer stuff, you know, you can wait a while to paint your stuff. You know, you have your hobby leg, and that's totally fine. You can hang out with your bros and or your gals and, you know, paint up your stuff, play your stuff with, like, unpainted or primed miniatures, even proxies and whatnot. But when it comes into the content creation sphere of tabletop stuff, they need to be painted. They need to be painted relatively well because people need to see these models. Like, when you start making content for tabletop stuff, you become kind of like an ambassador for those armies and stuff. And if you are a poor ambassador to show off the army, that can turn people off to the hobby. And that's a really big problem. Content. Yeah, or your content. More importantly, the hobby, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The more people that get into the hobby, the more people, you know, we all love Warhammer stuff. We love mini wargaming and stuff like that. And we want to share that hobby to other people. And when you can't, and like, painting stuff is the first step to get people interested into this hobby, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep. There we go.
Sorry.
Sorry. It sounded like you had more to say.
Yeah,
it's, a lot, especially with us, like, you know, obviously if we were just playing for funsies garage hammer, I'm sure we would have like maybe like one or two armies.
Yeah.
But, you know, people want us to play each army. People want us to see us represent their army, you know?
Yeah.
And see it done, which means that we need to paint more.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we all been down to crunch time before a Saturday stream or recording, and we're like, oh shit, I still got like X amount of models that I need to slap paint on before this match.
Bro.
Yeah, I know you felt it hard during the tournament because of Quinn's.
Oh, dude, it was awful. I feel all the time. I think we all feel it all the time.
Oh, remember we your Friendsgiving actually at your place, Demeki? We ate dinner and then Matt busted out his models and we all just batch painted his quins.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah, because I had to get them.
Yeah,
done. Yeah. And they're still not done. There's still a shame. But
we got them. We got them as close to battle ready as we could.
As we possibly could. Yeah. Yeah, and so that's a problem. And then like trying to find time to record as well, as well as painting. You know, when it comes to painting, like that's its own territory in its own right, we all know that, but then when it comes to recording as well, an entirely different beast comes into play, because now you have to record the games, and you know how Warhammer games can take like 4 hours, at the very least, maybe 3.
It's like the actual recording takes like maybe like 3, but like you can, all things considered, like the time to drive to the location, the time to set up everything, the time to make sure everything's properly set up.
Yep.
Time to clean up everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
a lot.
It's a hassle. And then to also make it entertaining as well, as painting your stuff and making it ready with different types of lists, different ways that you want to run your army, all that stuff. Like, it can be very, very, very hectic.
And then when we are streaming and recording and we get into those long sessions, like the whole crew feels it by the end, right? Like everybody that's there, like it's draining on not just the players, but like everyone else too.
Yeah.
Like we have our good days and our bad days.
And then, Goobertown Hobbies, I think, is in the chat. What's up, Goobertown?
Hey. Oh, nice.
Goobertown Hobbies, what's up? Dude,
Goobertown Hobbies. We love your stuff, bro.
I love Goobertown Hobbies.
I love Goobertown Hobbies. Dude, those 24 hours.
I love Goobertown Hobbies.
I love Goobertown Hobbies.
I love Goobertown Hobbies. dude, Goobertown Hobbies. Dude, when I was first getting into painting and stuff and like, you know, getting into hobbying, the first hobbying video that I watched was Goobertown Hobbies. And I just like binged all of his stuff after that.
Oh, mine was Miniac Scott.
Yep. Miniac. Really great painting channels out there. Squidmar also.
Squidmar. Yeah.
Clubs.
Yep. Jack Clubs.
Next painting.
Yep. Yep.
Duncan Rhodes.
Yeah, Duncan Rhodes.
He's on channel now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Duncan Rhodes, dude.
Duncan Rhodes.
Paints a lot of Star Wars nowadays.
Yeah. He doesn't use any GW stuff. Yeah. So like making content. Just for that stuff, for like playing the game, painting the stuff. It takes up a lot of time. And then after that, then you have editing, right? And then editing is like another beast in itself, you know, because, when it comes to like with us, we send, like, I have a group of editors that I send the projects off to, but then it takes like a long time for them to finish it because we have to figure out a format that works with different types of battle reports, you know. Do people like long form content? People like short form content. People like lots of assets in the videos, like lots of overlays. People like it more simplistic. You have to find like that happy medium. And during that entire time, when you're recording something that's like 4 hours long, right? Along with like all the B-roll that you have as well, you can have like 5 hours of footage that you have to sift through in order to make a video that's engaging and that people would want to watch. That's like an hour and 30 minutes long, or like, or 3 hours long or something. Right.
Right.
Or you can just choose to stream and then just upload the stream, you know, lots of like different ways that you can go about it. And it's just like, it takes a while.
Cause even after the editing portion, like we got a review too, and then we add our comments, and then it goes back to editing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I feel like it gets to a point of like diminishing returns at some point. You know, like how much editing can go into this before like we're just spending so much time to get like just that little bit of input, or it gets that little bit of like extra oomph to it. You know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, do we want to try that much harder for just a little bit more quality, or just like,
or just let it go?
Editing, man.
yeah. It is a lot of work. Even for me, I've been editing for like as long as me and B have been going out, 13 years, right? And like, you know, I have to like constantly like help out the editors and come up with like different assets to make, so like, you know, doing battle reports is hard. That's why we like doing like the smaller stuff, you know, things like the gauntlet, things like, hobby talk, this podcast, other things that isn't just battle report stuff, tier lists, because there's like a huge market, I think, at least, when it comes to Warhammer stuff that people aren't really tapping into. And that's kind of like what we kind of want to go down, but then also provide the battle reports because we like doing both, you know?
Yeah, I think there definitely is a huge gap in the tabletop space for just like fun videos. Like if you look up a Warhammer, if you look up Warhammer content on YouTube, it's either like a tactics video or like a battle report or like lore or like hobbying, you know? There's there's not much like in terms of like comedy or just like creativity.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Stuff like drawing Warhammer is something that we think is really fun. Mm-hmm. That is pretty easy to do. We have maybe stuff you do on your channel, like Jeopardy, etc.
Yeah, a bunch of just different stuff that we can do. Oh, I totally forgot about Jeopardy.
Let's do Jeopardy.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff there. I was gonna say something else. Completely forgot. John P was frozen for a bit. So it's like all this different types of content, it's just very hard to push them all out in a short amount of time when it comes to things like YouTube, when it comes to things like streaming as well. You know, we try to stream as much as we can, but obviously, you know, we all have jobs, right? Demeki has a 9-to-5. John P has a 9-to-5. I've put like my main channel on the back burner while I've like, you know, been working on this channel and stuff like that. Bricky has his own thing, right? Tom and Mark, they both have jobs. You know, we can't do this like full time. So it's hard, you know.
Yeah, I mean, besides Raph's job of like being good looking, you know, he has his 9-to-5.
Yeah. Well, his 9-to-5 is him being good looking.
A man.
Yeah, when we see him, that's his turn. That's his tuned down state.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
And I think that this is another one. How much that you actually have to spend when it comes to tabletop content. Like, what do you guys think we have at the office?
Bro,
or do you think that our models are more expensive or our equipment is more expensive?
Oh, no, definitely the models at this point. The sheer number of models that are in the office are more expensive than the amount of equipment that's in the office. Now we upgraded more of the cameras, maybe.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John P. I didn't mean to.
I was going to say, because you, I think Matt did his army shell case. We recorded my army shell case, and that alone is like thousands of dollars in itself. And then not only that, those are just two armies out of whatever five or six that we have sitting at the office.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, how many? We have four cameras, the streaming PC, two TVs. La Mesa costs probably about 500 to build.
Mm-hmm. Around there.
Around 500 to build La Mesa. We have another table that was 200. Then we got like all the bookshelves that were about 100 a pop. Like, but like the models, the sheer amount of plastic is way more expensive than everything else in that office.
Yeah. Well, and then we also have the computer. We have the different cameras. We have the different lenses for the cameras. We have different gimbals. We have different sliders. We have paint brushes, paints,
microphones.
Those microphones, like, you know, a lav mic, like a good lav mic is going to run you like fucking $500 for a good one, unless you're using a Rode Go, which we did. And they just shit the bed. We hated using them. We've gone through like three different lav mics in the span of doing this. Like the three different brands of lav mics.
Yeah. We started off with those first ones that we did when, before Warhammer, when we were just doing tabletop games.
Yeah.
Other tabletop games.
Someone else brought this up in chat. We also have fucking terrain.
Yeah. The terrain too.
Terrain is expensive.
Books.
Dude, just in books. Yeah. Books are expensive. Mats.
$50 a book.
Yeah, dude, the different
we had to buy mats.
Yeah.
We bought six new game mats that cost $300.
Yep. The tripods alone also, they're like each tripod was like $100 each. $100 or $200 each. I have my like AKG mic there that costs like so much. And then on top of that, there's also the rental cost for the studio as well. Plus electricity, plus water, plus internet.
Our corporate Brazer account, you know?
What's that?
No, I was fucking with you.
And then like all the management stuff, you know, Google Drive. That's another thing.
Project management.
For project management. Google Drive, like having a Google Drive account where we can store all of the content that we have that needs to be edited. That's all. That's like another like $150 or $150 a month. Trello, which is a project management in order to get all of our projects like together and make everything organized. That's another $100 a month. Fucking dude, it gets expensive, man.
Yeah.
You have to spend a lot when it comes to tabletop content. It's you can't like just be like, oh, I'm gonna start it and then just turn on a camera and just go from there. It's really difficult to do it.
Yeah, and I mean it's even morphed because like we started off in your living room, right, with just a C stand for the top down that it's the same camera.
Yeah,
but like we had a C stand and then like Bricky brought in some cameras and stuff and like. That's how we originally got started, and then it's just more from there to where we're at. And it has not been a quick and easy process.
It has not. And then also making the topics or making the battle reports interesting because Warhammer is not a spectator sport. Not by a long shot. There are no, it is very hard to get hype at certain moments in the game. You know, you can get hype over like the overall strategy of a list, but like there's no like high end moments that happen consistently throughout a game. It's all a strategic game, right? It's like watching chess, you know, but chess is shorter formed because chess right. only lasts like 10 minutes on a clock. The shortest that.
It's also easier to. It's also easier to digest. Like most people know how to play chess already, or know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's I was gonna say golf. It reminds me of like golf almost.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, because you have to travel around the field to get to the next hole and stuff.
Yep, and like golf cart. And people are there watching, but they're all like really quiet, you know. And there might be a moment, and everybody's like golf clap.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not a spectator sport. You can roll dice very fast and stuff, but then when you start playing fast, when you're recording or streaming, people that don't know how to play, all of a sudden you're losing those people as well. So it's like a balancing act. It's like Danielson and Cobra Kai. You know, you got to find that balance and just
get on that rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we finish off this topic, because I feel like that we've been beating this down to a pulp, we could talk about some planned stuff that we're doing. Things we're starting to get into, you know. Demeki has been inside of this other hobby for the longest time, and me and Jean-Pierre are slowly getting into it. We could start feeling the itch. Magic the Gathering. Another expensive hobby. We're going from Warhammer being an expensive hobby to probably the most expensive hobby, which is Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, I'm an on again off again Magic player. Like I played it in alpha and beta when it first came out, and I was like young, right? I just saw a card game with some pictures on it. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, can I get that, mom, dad? Like, buy me a pack of those. That.
Yeah,
and like I couldn't even read the cards back then because I was so young. I didn't understand what the fuck they said. I just liked the pictures, right? But I got back into it when I was in the Air Force, and that was around the time that like Shards of Valor and stuff had come out, and I got real deep into it. Like I started buying cards from back in the day to get even more competitive. Like I wanted that. Like I wanted to get out of the Air Force and be a pro Magic player. Like I was going to GTs and PTQs and Grand Prix like nonstop while I was in Europe. And like it was just shocking to me too, living in Europe at the time and seeing how big it was even there. Mm-hmm. Right. Like it was insane. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Europe loves tabletop stuff.
Yeah. And like I got super deep into it, and then I moved back to the state. My daughter was born. And then I got out again because I was like, I have a kid now, so no more time for games. And we moved back to the States, and it was really hard to find a place to play where I lived at in Georgia, just because like I would get off work, and like when they did have Friday Night Magic, it didn't fit the schedule right. So like I just got out, and now I'm back in because I wanted to show you guys how to play. Yeah. And hopefully enjoying the game, and hopefully we won't get as deep into Magic as we did with Warhammer.
We'll see
what happens.
Yeah, you know, definitely doing some EDH stuff. You know, probably focusing on Commander. John P, go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm just very interested in playing Commander.
Yeah,
We watched some Command Zone the other day at the office, and just hearing what some people built with their decks, it sounds really fun. There was one guy that built a deck around like an orc that threw rocks at people. Some unkillable squirrel. Hawk was on the show. He built a deck around a Coma, some serpent that just spawns serpents over and over again. Just having that theme and just having the overall strategy, synergizing everything, it sounds very exciting. And just like the theory crafting behind everything just really fucking makes me wrecked.
Yeah. And then when there's like new sets and stuff, it's like you gotta start dropping money on it, or else people aren't gonna.
Yeah.
You gotta do it. You know, you gotta drop money on some new sets, man. Whereas when you play fucking Warhammer, you buy a model, it's probably good for a good decade.
You're set for probably almost life.
Yeah. But oof, Magic the Gathering, that one, that's fun. We only played like, what is it? Regular, right? Just standard?
Yeah. So standard, we played pre-cons? Mostly, I would guess say around standard ish. They're just pre-con decks from the set that comes with like five decks, one of each color. And the only reason like we've been playing that is just so that I could get y'all familiarized with like the basics of play.
Yeah.
And like kind of like the little like poker strategies that come with the game, right? Where like you leave mana untapped to just leave that threat out on the board so your opponent thinks, well, does he have the mana to like counter spell or kill my creature, stuff like that, right? And that's why we've been playing those. Soon we're gonna start cracking open the commander decks though, and you're gonna learn the other side of the game, one of the other sides of the game.
Yeah, I'm enjoying black is very fun to me. What's the color that you're liking, John P?
I'm liking green so far. Just playing big monsters, big animals, and just ramping up in mana before everyone else does.
Yeah. I definitely felt that pain when I was playing against, but when the last time that we played Magic was yesterday, and I played a black deck against John P and Mark, and they were both running green decks.
Oh Jesus,
that was awful. It felt terrible. I didn't know what to do. God,
it felt so bad because like nothing was happening all game, and then eventually got to the point where I got a card, it was called Overcome, where it +2/+2 all my monsters and gave them trample. So I got that card, and I eventually just sat and waited until I built a big enough board, and I OTK'd Matt.
Yeah, he OTK'd me.
I felt awful, but like nothing was happening, so I had to.
Motherfucker, I had fucking 19 health, and he OTK'd me, and I was like, oh, fuck this.
If you leave Matt alone with that black deck, you saw what happened the other night. Like, I was trying to spread the damage between you two, and I just fucking left Matt alone, and then I just started focusing on you, John P, and then he killed us both.
One shot. And then I did the same thing with Mark and with Mark and John P. I killed them both same time. But black decks are really fun. The red deck that I first played, because it was all pre-cons, right, with the diagonal box, that deck sucked.
Yeah,
that deck was awful.
I never seen a pre-con red so bad as that one. Every time when I see a mono red deck, I immediately think of Red Deck Wins, which is just filled with like haste creatures that are really fucking strong, and lightning bolts and shocks and like a ton of spells, right? Just a shit ton of fucking spells, and a couple of monsters that have haste and some other abilities. And maybe a couple of planeswalkers, but like that's normally what I think of a mono red deck wins deck. This thing was like very slow, goblin deck, didn't really have much spell wise. It was a huge letdown.
And I was like, this is I thought that this was gonna be cool, but it wasn't. It was opposite of cool.
Supposed to be fast. Those decks though are all very slow. Like I think we played at least like 15, 20 turns every game we played. You're there, we're just bad.
Yeah.
But
The thing is, like with the black deck and with the blue deck, or not the blue deck, I didn't play the blue deck, the red deck with the goblins and stuff, that one had no like mana curve, you know, like Hearthstone, right? Like, you know how you have a curve? That one, it didn't have a curve at all. And there was like no way to get like more mana quickly. And so I was just like, it's just like waiting out your turn and just like hoping that the other person doesn't fucking kill you.
Yep.
Which is obviously a terrible way to play, but like that's how most pre-con decks are. You know, when you like, even when I first started playing Yu-Gi-Oh back in middle school, like the Yugi and Kaiba starter decks, god awful. Some of the worst decks that you will ever play. They're terrible. They gave you fucking Celtic Guardian. It's like, ugh.
Do you remember Lord of D?
Yeah, Lord of Dragons. Oh yeah, Lord of Dragons before it became Lord of D. Flute of Dragon. The best cards that you got out of those starter pack or the starter decks were like Summon Skull and fucking Monster Reborn, Pot of Greed.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. I summoned Pot of Greed.
What's that card?
That
do?
Lets me draw three cards.
Which allows me to play my Pot of Greed.
I don't know if I ever want to play against Matt in Yu-Gi-Oh ever again, because I didn't do him as dirty as he did me in Magic.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, because...
Hey, yeah. Hey, Dabeki, you want to play Yu-Gi-Oh? Yeah, sure, I'll play Yu-Gi-Oh with you. Hey, you want to play with band cards? Yeah, sure. All right, here's my Exodia deck. I win.
Yeah, but Yu-Gi-Oh, definitely another thing that I want to start getting into. Yeah, so that's it for the topics that we have so far. Let's go ahead and start wrapping this up a little bit. And before we get into the Q&A, board game recommendation. Oh wait. Before you do that, we played the Street Fighter mini game or the miniature game.
Oh yeah.
Ah.
That it's good. It's really good.
That was part of our team building exercise after the stream last Saturday.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, we played it. It plays really, really well. We'll probably make a video about it or stream it. But dude, so good. So Angry Joe did an amazing job on that game. But if that game ever went onto retail, the starter box would cost like at least like $250 or $300. The amount of stuff they get in there is insane. It's so good. Okay.
All the models are beautifully painted.
Oh yeah, and they're all really painted.
Oh yeah.
Well. Yeah.
So much texture. Yeah.
Board game recommendation.
All right. So the board game I'm recommending, is it backwards?
No.
Cubitos.
Cubitos.
The board game I'm recommending is Cubitos. What Cubitos is essentially a racing game. There's a lot of cool factors to it. Essentially, what you're doing is you have a pool of dice, and you're rolling those dice, and you're trying to get certain faces on those dice to either make money, move faster, etc. You make money, you can buy new dice with new powers so that you can move faster. I think it's really fun. I'm sure all you guys love rolling dice because you play fucking Warhammer, so you love rolling dice. Cubitos is the way to go. It's super fun. Honestly, I've played about 3 or 4 races and just keep. It also includes a bunch of different decks with a bunch of different powers that you can use and play from. So it's not like you're just playing the same game over and over again. There's a lot of replayability. Think about if you've ever played like Dominion, you pick from a certain pool of cards,
League of Legends?
And you put those cards into like I guess those are the ones that you're available to choose from for this game. And then next game you play, you could have a completely different set of cards, and they have like 4 different maps. So yeah, lots of replayability, lots of fun. Everyone, I really like the mechanic of how everyone gets to roll at once. It makes the game feel a lot faster.
Oh really? Not everyone just rolls there. At once?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, everyone rolls at once. It's like a push your luck kind of game. So you can roll, get a certain amount of faces. If you're not satisfied with your roll, you can actually keep rolling your dice until you're satisfied. Until you like maybe you get enough money. If you get enough feet for movement, but you keep rolling, it comes at a cost. If you roll, so the dice aren't all, they don't have faces on each side. Excuse me. Some of them are blank. If you roll all blanks, you bust and you don't do anything that turn.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Cubitos, what do you rate it?
Just go big balls, just roll re-roll every time.
What do you rate it, 1 to 5?
Cubitos, I would rate it 1 through 5, I would say right now a 4. It'll probably keep going up as I play more and more, but like I'm really enjoying it so far. I can't wait to play with you guys, honestly, because I think you guys would really enjoy the dice rolling. It's dice rolling, engine building, kind of dice drafting, deck building kind of game. Yeah,
nice.
Okay. Combines a lot of different elements in the one.
You want to play it next week when you come back?
Yeah, I'd be down.
All right.
If we're not busy with Magic or something.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. Let's get into the Q&A portion.
Sure.
We'll read a little bit of some chat questions. We'll do 3 questions from chat. Do we got anything on the Twitters?
Yes, we do. Ooh. We have three questions on the Twitter.
Oh, on the tweeters, on the tweeters. And then people that are watching this episode on the YouTube channel.
We might have more. Let me check.
People who are watching this episode on the YouTube channel, if you guys have questions, please tweet at us at DiceCheckYT using the hashtag DiceCheckPodcast and send in your questions. It could be anything that you guys want, and we will answer them on stream as long as it's not inappropriate. And by inappropriate, I mean like you guys are saying like racial slurs, because if it's like whose dick would you suck, we'd probably answer that. So
yeah. Damn it, John P. I'll get to that question later.
Yeah. So chat, if you guys have a question, please put in an at us in the chat so then we know that you have a question. And yeah, go ahead, Demeki.
Oh, you want me to start with the tweets? All right.
Yeah,
let's do it. I'll start with our most recent one, which was John the Don P, whoever that is. Lick my balls? Question mark.
Lick my balls?
Yeah, here, I'll give that a like. And sure, just, you know, when, where, and what time.
I love licking balls.
Yeah.
If I could, I would lick balls all day. I told B.
But we drink boba.
When I drink. No. I mean, like.
Oh, boba these nuts?
No. Yeah. Maybe boba these nuts. But.
Boba these nuts.
Next question.
All right. Ren Momo, who is also in chat, asked, would happen if I spent $50 for the Zone Raiders rulebook? Titanfall Movement, the tabletop war game. I had no idea. Either of you? No?
This sounds familiar. Let me check. You repeat the question?
What would happen if I spent $50 for the Zone Raiders rulebook? Titanfall Movement, the tabletop war game.
Zone Raiders?
Zone Raiders. I'm looking at it right now.
It's a skirmish game. It's Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's just... So I guess it'd be similar to Street Fighter.
Sick.
Oh, damn. This is cool.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to show chat this.
I like the aesthetic. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it, Momo.
What have you done? This looks like... Oh, my... That guy looks like... It's cool.
Dude, this is cool. Holy shit, dude, you could do some cool proxies with these guys. I could see some of these things being like even Necrons almost. Mm-hmm. God damn.
Or like this could be a Fire Warrior. This could be like a Skitarii.
Yeah. Oh man, and the layout for
cheese hat
look pretty good. Okay. God damn, this is cool.
All right, we'll come back to this offline.
You're gonna make us lose more money.
Yeah, and figure this out later. Maybe we
use the Warhammer mod.
I would say A-OK. Go for it.
Yeah. Next up, we have Argor. He says, "Have you guys considered hosting your own subscriber and or Patreon GT?"
Fuck yeah, that sounds sick. Oh, hold on. Before you go into that question, Renmo was saying that she already has the game, but she's saying she already has the rule book, but she wants to get it for us.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on the wrong screen. My bad. She wants to get it for us. If we can use any mini that we want, then I'd totally be down. It sounds fun. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and do the question again.
So have you guys considered hosting your own subscriber and or Patreon GT?
John P, you want to take this one?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do somewhere down the line. Either, preferably we want to do it in person, but obviously, you know, pandemic and everything, probably not going to happen anytime soon. Maybe if we get mods to help us out because we're very busy. We probably do one on TTS. Definitely would be interested. Love to play with all of y'all, either in person or online.
Hell yeah, dude. I want to put the smack down on some of you guys.
Actually, yeah, I gotta fucking show you what's good.
Yeah. and then they're gonna smack me down.
Yep, exactly.
They're gonna smack me, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually played against someone that was a fan of the channel. In the TTS tournament that I did, and he didn't realize who I was until after the fact. And then he like added me like today, like, "Oh, dude, I didn't even realize I played against the Don." If you're here, Captain Cole, hello. You're a very pleasant opponent to play against. And
what was he running?
Yeah.
Was that the Imp Knight player?
He was probably he was Custodes.
Oh, Custodes, nice. Custodes. Did he beat you?
Yeah, he beat me, and then he went on like a hot winning streak after me. He's like
Top 20 right now. Oh, dude, he put the smackdown on
me. He lost his first two games, then won the next four. Yeah, I guess I like motivated him or something. I don't know. But he's a good player.
His brain unlocked.
Any other questions there?
Yeah, we have three more. What's with this one is from I Wish to Be Me. What's the toughest model to build paint so far?
That I've painted so far?
I think we should do one for each, I guess.
Yeah. Go ahead, Demeki, you can go first.
Hardest to build and paint. The hardest ones that I've had to build were the Chaos Spawn. And it was just because it gave me so many options that like I didn't like it. Like I like structure. And it wasn't structured. It was just like, hey, you can build this however you want. And I'm like, I don't want to build it however I want. I want some structure, and then I want to paint it. that one was flustering for me. And then the paint, I would say my most challenging job so far was Morty, because I put a lot of love and detail into him when I worked on him.
Okay. Jumpy.
Okay. My hardest to build have been the Iron Star Belisarius, AdMech models, the AdMech Chicken Walkers. There are so many little bits and pieces that are like, I feel like I'm going to snap them off if I like just even hold the model the wrong way. So I sat there and I held the model in place just in case. And it's such a bitch to build. And it's probably going to be one of the harder things I have to paint also. Just painting all my... painting AdMech in general, or I guess one of the harder things I painted so far are probably my all my Skitarii. So many little details, so many hard to reach little places that can't do.
yeah. For me, hardest things to build anything that's resin. The Demacarion was actually pretty difficult to build. That was annoying. As far as painting goes, probably gonna be Slaanesh. Harlequins, I chose a pretty easy paint job. For Slaanesh, I'm going for a more like what you would standardly see, but using paints that you don't usually use, and like layering stuff, doing some highlighting, because I want to make sure that they look really, really nice. And you know, I have the keepers as well. Also got Magnus, but I'm gonna send Magnus off to get painted because he's my favorite model, and I want to make sure that he gets done proper. But it's probably gonna be this. I have a difficult time doing some of the fiends, but the more that I paint them, the easier it gets, I guess. We'll do one more question there, and then we have some questions in chat, and then we'll end off.
So the next question is, how much EDH commander have you guys played, and what is your favorite commanders to play? Personal favorite is Grinzo Dungeon Warden, and this is from Eternal Anri. So we haven't played as a collective commander yet.
No.
My favorite commander, though, because since they haven't played yet, was Zira Arian. I used to use her a lot just so I can build Jund. That was one of my favorite commanders, but that was back in the day. It might change now.
Yeah, I know literally nothing about Commander. When Mark came over, he was like, let's play Commander. And I was like, oh, it shouldn't be too hard. And then I read the rules, and I was like, oh, never mind. This is completely different. JK.
We need Demeki.
We need Demeki. Okay. Cool.
We have one more, if you don't mind. It's just...
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So,
yeah, yeah.
So let me go back to the notifications. AOS win, and what armies you guys look... And what armies you guys look slick, also lick me. And that's from my balls.
What was the question again?
Age of Sigmar win. And what armies you guys look slick, also lick me.
Okay, so what armies do you think look sick in Age of Sigmar? And Age of Sigmar win, right?
Yeah.
So we get asked this question all the time of Age of Sigmar win. Probably not for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously, in this single podcast, we've talked about all the shit that we've had to go through in order to do stuff. So probably it's not going to be for a while that we're not going to be doing Age of Sigmar, unfortunately, because the Age of Sigmar models are really sick. I definitely want to go for Skaven or Flesh Eater Courts. One of those two, or the ones where they ride dinosaurs riding dinosaurs, because I think it's
funny. Oh, the lizard people. Yeah.
Well, I was either gonna do those people or the steampunk dwarves.
Oh, the fire throwers. Yeah, those guys look sick too. Yeah,
I'm gonna take the KISS approach, which stands for keep it simple, stupid, and I'm only going to play demons that way I don't have to paint anything else when I paint them.
Yeah, but Demeki, if you're going to get into Age of Sigmar, don't you want to use those Age of Sigmar models?
Yeah. Because
they look good.
Demons.
Yeah, but not crossover ones. But not the crossover ones. Like the pure ones that you're never going to play.
Yeah, outside of Age of Sigmar.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right. We got a question here from SniperLife12192. Ask airbrush recommendations. Hit them up, Demeki.
All right, so let me grab him.
Shit, my man's prepared. He's been waiting to answer this, actually.
All right, yeah. So I like the PS289 from Krios. That's Creos. This is what Kenny actually recommended me. This is a really nice airbrush. This is really good. Also, it's a, I think it's a 3mm needle. So it's really good for painting large areas, large surfaces, and also doing some fine detail. It looks like a Iwata. It's fairly cheap. You can get it on, I forgot. I'll let you know later. I'll tweet it. Follow me on Twitter or check the Dice Check account and I'll tweet it. And then the SOTAR 2020 is what I use for more detail specific and getting really close up on the model. I love both these airbrushes so much. Wyatt from Jackfoot Clubs recommended this one as well. So those are my favorite airbrushes. When it comes to a compressor, almost any compressor is fine as long as it's like a good tank or whatever. You don't have to get like that thing. That's on my floor. But yeah, that's my recommendations for airbrushes.
And it looks like another computer.
Yeah, it looks like a little mini box computer. This question is from Chase959. He asks, did any of the Dice Check group get a box of Cursed City?
Nope.
That's just more models to paint. There's more models to paint.
So I thought about it, and then I was like, nah, because, like, Zombicide is on its way, and that's even more stuff that needs to be painted.
Let's just use your Poxwalkers for the zombies.
Yeah, easy.
You're right.
Then we'll just use Impguard for the people. Easy, dude.
Yeah, boom, there we go. Yeah. Zombicide, done. You've seen it here. More than likely, I'll probably send it off somewhere to get painted, and then that way we can, when we get it back, like, we'll probably do an unboxing before, an unboxing video of it, and then we'll probably send them off to get painted and then actually play the game.
Mm-hmm.
That way we're not wasting time.
Yeah. You know? Let's see. We'll do two more questions and then we'll end off the stream here. This is from Chugo Modella. Asks, what's your guys' favorite model you own?
Mortarian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don P? Mm-hmm. You don't say Logan Grimnar. I'm kidding.
It's between Logan and Call. I think I'm going to say Logan.
Why? Because he has a special place in your heart? Biased.
Yeah. I mean, he's
biased.
This looks fucking. Yeah, well, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, no,
he
no.
He's fucking cool. He's just some guy with his hand up like this. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's see. For me, probably going to be... Um, favorite one that I own, probably one of the keepers, and Magnus, but painted, probably gonna be Swarmy or the Harridan.
I have to say the Harridan's a pretty fucking cool model.
Yeah,
this thing is fucking huge too.
Let's see, this is from Detergent. Ask thoughts on narrative 40k games. Narrative 40k games are cool. I think that they're badass. We're working on a narrative game right now, that we're gonna be streaming, I think, in the next like 2 weeks or something. But yeah, I do like narrative games. I think that narrative games are cool. It's just that you have to come up with something interesting when it comes to playing a narrative game.
And you need themed terrain. Yep. Themed terrain. Yeah. So more terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you want to come up with something cool, but you also don't want it to be like too off the wall, because then people watching will understand what's happening. You have to explain it every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So...
All right, guys, that's going to be it for this episode of the Dice Check Podcast. If you guys liked this, check out the channel on Twitch. We stream every single Saturday doing live battle reports. And then we're going to try to put this podcast into the repertoire as well. So then we could just dump information onto you guys. So then you guys have something to listen to while you guys are painting. We're going to try to put this onto Spotify as well. So go check that out. If you are not subscribed to our YouTube channel, then go ahead and do that already at youtube.com/dicecheck. Follow us on all of our socials. That's twitter.com/dicecheckyt. Links are in the description, as well as our Instagram, dicecheckofficial. You can check that out in the link in the description, and Facebook as well. Those are all boomer stuff that I don't take care of. That's for these boomers. So I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. Wasn't it like when you got onto Facebook, Demeki, Wyatt and Kenny added you to a Facebook group called Boomers Only or something?
Hold on. I'll tell you. Yeah. It's a chat. It's between me, Kenny, and Wyatt, and it's called, right here, Boomers of Facebook.
Yeah. But yeah, you can check us all out there. And we will see you guys on the next podcast. If you guys like this podcast, also leave a thumbs up, obviously. Leave a comment. Tell us everything that you guys want to know, what topics you guys think that we should cover on this podcast as well. And we will check them out. If you have any questions as well for the Q&As, put it into our Twitter handle, twitter.com/dicecheckyt, #dicecheckpodcast. And we will see you guys in the next one. We'll see you, and we'll be seeing the stream on Saturday. For our Saturday game.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Tau versus what? Is it Imgard?
Imgard? It's Tau versus Imgard. All right. If you're late to this, you can definitely check it out either on the VOD on Twitch or on YouTube, because it's going to go onto YouTube. So, yeah. Peace out, everybody. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.